Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge and Heinzman Dukes. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. Heinzman Dukes is the co-host of the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 15 years of experience as an entrepreneur, as the former owner of Dukes Friendly Auto Repair Shop, and a high school automotive teacher. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the TAN Talk radio network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. They're the ones
who's coming up and the world is in their hands. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, a place where we try to help all of you entrepreneurs by having entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. I'm here today with my trusty co-host, Mr. Heinzman Dukes. Mr. Dukes, how you doing this evening?
Fine, Mr. Gene. How you doing?
Glad to have you.
Good to be back in studio with you this evening.
All right. And our trusty engineer, Mr. Ed. Ed, how you doing today?
Very good on a Thursday.
All right. Great. We got a couple of clips that we're going to play for you. If you got them, let them go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the TAN Talk radio network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/The Opportunity Hour or by going to YouTube and searching TAN Talk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the TAN Talk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
Okay. The world's not going to get any better unless you and I do something. You entrepreneurs, you're the people who help make things happen. And we have an exciting show tonight. The topic is, what is your idea? And I am going to give you some tips or some thoughts on how do you take your idea or thought and turn it into something that helps you to do what it is that you want to do anyway, which is to start a business or run a business. And so that's what I'm going to do. So if you need to, get your pens and pencils ready. There's really not that much, but I have some thoughts that I'm going to share with you, because some of you out there may be thinking about starting a business.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to just give you some additional thoughts. And if you already have a business and you have more thoughts, you entrepreneurs that are well established, I'd like to have you help some of the other entrepreneurs out. And so you're welcome to call the show. The number is 727-441-3000. That's 727-441-3000. You can see it on the back wall here, but you can't see the 727, but you can see the 441-3000. But if you can help another entrepreneur by sharing a tip or thought to help them get off the ground, then you're more than welcome to call the show so that we get some outside input in addition to the input that's going to come from myself and hopefully Mr. Dukes. So, what I'd like to have you do is think of your thought. What thought came to you or idea that says, I can start a business doing this, or I can start a business doing X, whatever it is, fill in the blank. I can start a business doing XXX because you have an idea. So I'd like to have you begin to think about how could you put that idea together in order to help to make your business successful and to help you think it through so that you can be successful as well. So I'd like to have you just begin to think about that and go from there. So, Mr. Dukes, how you doing this evening?
We're doing great. We are here this evening, Mr.
Seems like
James.
Like you're working pretty hard over there.
With some entrepreneur business. I was trying to bring up some stuff that I thought I had on entrepreneurship.
Okay.
That is really, really be helpful to the one that have these ideas and don't know what to do with them, don't know when they should use them or what they should do, if they are in crossroad information about them. But that's what it's all about. Entrepreneur is a crossroad. And once you get there, what step do you go from that point?
Okay, so the first thing I'm going to do is to give you a thought on top of your thoughts. Here's the first thing. Is your thought a product or a service? Would it be a product or a service? Which means, are you going to make something which becomes a product?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you going to do something which is a service?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'd like to have you think about that thought or idea that has come to you that you can say, I could do this or I would like to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I think most entrepreneurs started that way. I know I did. Thought came or an idea. I was given a vision or thought of an idea, and I decided maybe that could work if I could get started. And so mm-hmm. I got started, and I believe most entrepreneurs start this way. So I'd like to have you just kind of think about it. However, what we're going to do is we're going to take a short break so you hear something from our sponsors so that when we come back, we can jump right into all of the reasons that I've come up with as to help you think your thought through. Anyway, so this is Gene Hodge here with Mr. Heisman Dukes, and we'll be right back after
right back.
A word from
Don't
our sponsor.
Change that dial. We'll be right back on The Entrepreneur here in a few minutes.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the TANTALK Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. Thinking about starting your own business? Then you need to listen to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. There's nothing more rewarding than starting your own business. Gene and Mr. Dukes will bring you tips and advice from themselves and other entrepreneurs that will help you get started. Have you already started your own business? Then call in and share your story to help other entrepreneurs. That's the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on the TAN Talk Radio Network.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Don't let nothing stand in your way. Once you have that thought, that idea, don't let anything get in the way. You're going to have a whole bunch of things that will get in the way. You got to figure out a way to sort them out and get started. So, I had left. Just before the break, I had mentioned that what is your thought for a product or a service? And so I'm going to give you some tips. There's about six or seven of them, possibly a little bit more. And Mr. Dukes, if you have any, you're more than welcome to add these in. But the first thing, if you have a product or service, it doesn't matter which one, who is it for? That's the question. Who is it for? So I'd like to have you think about it. It's for males, for females. It's for younger people, men, women, girls, adults, children. Is it for employers? Is it for employees? Is it for students? I'd like to think about what is your product or service, but who is it for? You've got to identify who can use this. You know, who do you want to have it so that you start looking at? Now, once you have some of that information, and there could be many more, Mr. Deuce, if you think of any names I've left out, feel free to throw them in. However, once, let's just say, for example, if it's males, and it could be any of these topics that I just mentioned, but with children, adults, what age range would you want? Okay, so you need to identify a range because your product has to fit a certain audience or a targeted audience. And so I'd like to have you think about what age range were you might you be talking about. But it doesn't have to be age, but that could be one of the things. What about the certain individuals, certain levels within companies? I mean, it could be just for supervisors. It could be just for human resource people. It could be just for CEOs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, who's going to use your product or service? So who do you think you wanted to get to? What kind of educational levels do you want people to have? Whether the education is a thought, and could it be for high school dropouts? Could it be for people who've never been to school? Could it be for college educated or PhDs, or it could be people with 10 years experience or 20 years of experience? Think about who is this for? What type of audience do you want to direct your project to? Now, as a starting entrepreneur, I'm going to say it's okay. It's okay to think big and then dwindle it down. Don't start too small and because your product or service may force you to go up because you missed the target audience that you know that really needs your product. And so think about who is this for and write it down. Okay, so that'll help you begin to put together part of your message.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that you know you're serving this audience, this age group, this group, and all the others somebody else is taking care of. So I'd like to have you really think about that. The second thing, or the next thing, number two, you have your idea.
Correct.
You've identified who it's for. What does your problem solve? What is your product or service? What is it solving for somebody else? So I'd like to have you think about what is it solving? So, is it solving something just for you, or is it solving something for them? Because them are the more important. So I'd like to have you just begin to think about that. Is it, however, there's some other things. Is it going to make something easier? Is it going to make something harder? Going to make something go faster? Okay, is it going to make something, is it just plain better? Because these terms or words become key words in you telling people what your product or service does, who it's for, and how it helps to solve a problem for that audience or make things better. Okay, you could also add, does your product save time?
Mm-hmm.
Does it make money?
Mm-hmm.
Think about what does it solve for the other people? Because you're the one with the idea.
That's right.
Okay, so I'd like to have you begin to think about that and think about what it really solves. Now, the next thing is what does it cost you to start it up? Just think about it. because I can tell you right now, most likely you won't be able to think that through. However, do you have enough to get started? Sometimes enough is, are you willing to get started on it? It could be part-time, it could be one day a week, it could be 5 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
Could you get started on it while you're working another job? What would it cost? Cost doesn't necessarily mean money.
Nope.
Okay, cost is maybe high blood pressure, maybe something on your nerves. You've got to give up something to get something.
A lot of time.
So what's it going to cost you to get started? You got to spend less time around your loved ones. You got to spend more time at a certain place. What might it cost you to get started? Because obviously, very few people may not believe in your idea or service. And even if they do believe in it, they're going to coach you on, or they may not coach you on. But either way, you got to drive it. Mm-hmm. And so what is it going to cost you to do it? What sacrifices are you prepared to make? Because it's going to come along with sacrifices.
That's right.
Okay, so if you aren't willing to make some sacrifices, most likely you cannot get that business going. So I'd like to have you just think about, what's it going to cost you to start up? And hopefully by now you haven't heard me mention how much money you might need, because money is what you're in the business for. But nobody ever said you had to have money to get started. You need to have some energy. You need to have a desire. You need to have something that motivates you. Okay, so those are words that don't cost a dime.
Right.
The question is, do you have them? That's the only question. So I'd like to have you begin to think about, you have an idea, you have a thought, and it came to you. You didn't just have it. Okay, it came to you spiritually or openly, or somebody made a suggestion, or you saw something on TV or in a magazine. You said, hey, I could do this. Because it solves a problem for that. So I'd like to have you think about, what would it cost you to get started? Because you got to give up something, because your life is full. Everybody's life is full. And whether you realize your life is full or not, it's full. And the reason it's full, because it's your life. It's all you do. So something's got to get moved around or shifted. Or you got to make room to add something, because your life is already full. So what's it going to cost you to get rid of something? What's it going to cost you to add on more? And you won't be the only entrepreneur. Many people have many problems adding on more and getting rid of less in many cases. So I'd like to have you think about that, because it's going to cost you something, adding on something additional in your life. And it costs everyone that. However, some become quite successful because they made some decisions and focused on giving up something in order to go get something. But there's an old saying that some people have said, some people can say you can have it all. And in one way, that's true. It's all you can handle. Because all you can handle, it's not the all you choose to keep. So very important to understand, what does have it all mean? Because your life is full as it is. And everybody's life is full. So I'd like to have you think about, how do you add on more and get what you want? Because if you really want it, it's possible, and somebody's got to do something in order for it to happen, and you've got to be the starter. Everyone else is going to follow you. So, alrighty, we got a caller, so let's let the caller in. Hello, caller.
Hello, Mr. Yeah. Jeff.
Hello, Jeff.
Hey, I'm retired now and was wondering about starting a drone business and wondered where I should start.
Is that the question? Are you there?
Yeah, where how do I begin start a drone business?
Well, you have the idea first, which is I think you already have the idea. The second thing is try to find out how do you get the idea going. What do you want your drone business to do?
I want to photograph weddings and family events and things like that, people's houses if they want to put it up on the web for selling and things like that.
Excellent. So I'm going to think, are you a photographer already?
I know a little bit about it.
Okay. It's okay if you don't, because you can always hire that person to do it. So I'd like to have you just think about what problem would it solve for your customer?
It would give them a different view of their home or business that they can't normally do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else?
No, that's about it. And then that would help them market that. It's a good picture that most people can't see.
Okay. So, did you have your hand up, or?
Okay, I just want to ask Jeff, do you
Mr. Duke's got a question for you.
Do you already present have drones?
I'm certified in drones. I don't have one, but I could buy one, obviously.
Oh, okay. You've already been trained, well certified, and operating in them.
Yes, I am. I used to teach them, yeah.
Oh, okay. So, the first thing you need is to select the piece of equipment that you want to use in your drone business, or if you want more than one piece or one drone, and then determine, and being that you teach it, I'm sure you know the areas that it can be flown and all what's going to be required to fly it over people's houses and over taking pictures
right
of that.
But let's say I had all the resources, then how do I begin it? I mean, what do I do to start the business? Do I advertise, or do I get some sort of a business license, an LLC, and if so, how do I do that?
I would say get a business license, but that follows the idea. So you already have the idea. So think about how much do you want to do? Do you want more drones? Are you going to need more pilots? How's it going to run? And then you can go file for your business, which kind of puts you into the system legitimately. Then you still got to figure out how you're going to get the other resources that you may need. Okay, could be humans. It could be mechanics. It could be different areas by which you need to have your equipment maintained. It might involve travel. I don't know. Having someone else, but see if you can picture it already working, and who's doing it, how would it be done?
Okay, so let's say it's a one-man business, me, mm-hmm. and how would I file for a business? Do I do it online? Do I have to go to a lawyer?
No, you can do all that online. However, I would suggest going to a lawyer depending on the type of business that you want to have. Okay, make sure, because drones are fairly new for the average consumer these days. So I'm sure there's going to be changes in laws and all that.
A lot of restrictions, too.
Yeah, right. A lot of restrictions. Thanks a lot, Ed.
That's what I was bringing up to the attention. There's a lot of restrictions. I have some friends that have drones, and they've been trying to coach me into purchasing drones. It sounds like a very fun thing to do. But as far as business-wise, I don't know anything about taking pictures with them. I don't know anything about flying them. But one of the questions you asked, your first question I ever said was to check the local. The city has a license, and the county has a license. The county requires you to have an occupation license if you're going to be funded, making money with them. And okay. The city requires you to have a city license if you're going to be flying them over the city. And your restriction is where you fly them at, because as a retired pilot, there is a restriction for certain things that be in the air. So those are the two things, the main things you have to look at. But your answer your first question, yes, you don't have to have a license. That's up to you. To be legal, you should have a license.
Yeah. Okay.
If you're going to make money. If you're just going to do that and do it for fun, you don't need a license.
Yeah, no, I would like to make money doing it. My phone's about like at 1%, so I'm going to check off here. I thank you for your help. Appreciate it.
Appreciate your call. Call back anytime.
Okay, thank you very much. Feel free to get back in touch with us. Okay, thanks a lot. Now, we're going to take a short break so that we kind of take a little breather here and get right back. This is Gene Hodge here with Mr. Heinzman Dukes. We'll be right back with helping you entrepreneurs to think your business
through.
We
want to talk to you some more on entrepreneurship.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the Podcast Archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the TAN Talk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Hi, this is Gene Hodge. We have great news for you. We have the opportunity to promote the Employment Opportunity Hour and the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with support from you. If you have a business, a product or service that you would like to reach a greater market to increase your sales, visibility, and profits, we can help you to do that by reaching over 3 million people in the Tampa Bay market. If you have a need for a larger market, WTAN and the show can promote you on the West Coast in the Los Angeles market, reaching about 20 million people. If that's an interest to you, send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Or call WTAN and just ask for Gene Hodge. They will connect you to me. We look forward to helping to promote your business so that you can increase your sales, profit, and visibility. We can do that by you offering contests, by offering special promotions, by giveaways. And these are some of the ways that we can help you to attract the people that you're looking for. Again, this is Gene Hodge with the Employment Opportunity Hour. Send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
We are back. We're back on this hour. We just had a caller come in a few minutes ago, and a couple of things was asked, and some of the things we might left him not with quite an answer. But the first thing is, you must think about what you need to do this business, what it's going to require. That you need a letter for approval. And these items must be put on the shelf so you can go ahead and set your business up, set it up right. And those things are very particular to you. What you need, how you go about getting it, and what you need to do. Those questions can't be answered very easily. You can go to the internet and get some of the answers. But you need to go and check city requirement and county requirement and those doing that type of business.
Okay. I'm going to add to that. I'm going to say, as an entrepreneur, getting started is the key. You are going to make mistakes. Don't try to do it all or know it all. Go learn, because you're stepping off in a new venture. What is your product going to do? So in addition to what Mr. Duke said, but what do you need to start up? For example, do you need a partner? Do you need a certain budget?
Got another call.
We got D on the phone.
I mean, talking to another
phone. Okay, do you need publicity? Do you need advertising? Do you need sponsors? Think of what do you need. And try to think as far ahead as you can, but don't worry about being wrong, because you are building a business based on a thought or idea. So you go as far as you can, and you'll always discover what else you left out. So just think about that. You're a normal human being. Don't try to do more than what your mind can handle. It's designed to get you started. That's how you grow from getting started into the big business or the big entrepreneur with several employees, several services. It's important to understand the growth track. But I understand we got a caller on the line. Hello, caller?
Yes, good evening, Mr. Hodge.
Yes, how are you?
Good evening, Ms. D.
Thank you, and how are you guys?
We are great.
Well, I just wanted to, I was listening to Jeff when he called in, and he seemed to be thinking very deeply about exactly where he wanted to go with his drone business. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to kind of give him a little bit of insight on some of the things that he might encounter in any type of business.
One
being that, as you gentlemen have said, you have to know what you are trying to do. Who's your audience? Where do you want your niche? It's got to be something that is a little different, perhaps, a little creative, but then at the same time, it might just be something that someone else is doing. So you might want to look for a mentor, someone mm-hmm. that is doing the business that you are interested in. And, you know, I know they say, you know, that thing about the wheel and trying to reinvent it.
Right.
Sometimes you can find a way of not exactly tearing the wheel apart, but I have seen some wheels out there that have a square side, too.
Mm-hmm.
Someone thought that perhaps a square was a better way of moving. I don't know. But it is a business, and it is a growing one. So most important, what I'm trying to say is find your audience. Find mm-hmm. something that you enjoy, that mm-hmm. you feel you can bring to the public, something that is going to resolve whatever problem you think that the audience might be in need of. The other thing that when you're going into business, you might also want to consider, and I'm just piggybacking a little bit off of you guys, is to determine whether you are going to be a sole proprietor, if you're going to have a partnership, if it's going to be a corporation LLC. All of these things are things that you would need to research, find out exactly what they are, what their meaning would be to you and your business. And then if you decide that you want to be at first the sole proprietor, because that's what I did first, and then I got my feet wet a little bit, and I decided that there was a little bit more out there, and I needed to really become a LLC and bring on some partners. But you have to make sure that your partners and you are in agreement. Always make sure that you have legal documents together so that you are covered, and so is your partnership. Because we all start out as friends, mm-hmm. prayerfully, in business. But it's business is business, and friendship kind of goes to the side while you are doing your business.
Okay.
Sure enough.
The third thing that I would like to say, when it comes to your finances, you have to make sure that you have enough finances what you want to do. if you're going to operate, more businesses now are being operated from the home. So a drone business might very well be one of those. I'm not familiar with drones except knowing that they go in and out and up and down into people's things. But at the same time, I know that they are also very beneficial. And there are several types of drones because there are drones that are used for fun and games, toys, et cetera, et cetera. And then you have the ones that perhaps Jeff was speaking about that would bring more professionalism to that field.
Yes, I'm sure is what he's striving for.
Exactly. So finances is also something that you want to consider to make sure that your business is covered in the, you know, you don't want to go out there, start something, and then say, oh, I should have been in a brick and mortar. Maybe I can work from home. Whatever it is, your finances have to be covered. The proper drone, whether it's a big one, a small one, all of those things need to be told. So my suggestion would be if Jeff is listening or anyone else that might be interested in starting a business, go to the library, go to what the young people are using these days, YouTube or whatever the other thing is, and also the SBA and SCORE, S-C-O-R-E. Mm-hmm. These are retired entrepreneurs who have been very successful in their businesses and are always available to help others. I know you must have a break that you have to go to, so I'm not going to belabor it. Well, I just thought I'd call in.
Thank you, Ms. D.
Well, I have a question for you and possibly for Mr. Dukes.
Mm.
The question is, could what you say fit into any business?
Yes. Those things will fit into any business, any idea that you have.
All righty. And the second thing is, are you still there, Dee?
Yes.
But the second question is what about those entrepreneurs who just get started, have not done any research, haven't been to the library, they just get started on their vision or dream, don't have any money? What about those? Is it possible to become successful down the road somewhere?
I think that we have knowledge today of individuals who have done exactly that. They found something. They had a hobby. Even with the pandemic and all of us having to use masks, I have several friends who love to sew.
Okay.
And they decided that they were going to go into the, didn't know anything about business itself, but they went into the business and they are selling masks. Now, I don't think that that is, you know, that you want to do that because somewhere down the line you're going to need to have some sort of banking, financial, some sort of legal input from either one of those, but There could be success. It depends on how much you want to pursue and how much energy you put into it.
I asked the question because I personally don't want any entrepreneur thinking they've got to do all this alone. That's what teams are for, teams of expertise, teams of people who want to do what they do, and you pull them together so you end up having an effective company or service or product so that the person with the idea fulfills their idea. And the others that are good at what they do, they fulfill their thoughts and ideas by having something to use all those services within. That makes sense. I wanted to just make sure we're covering all the angles.
Yes, and that's very important because in any business, especially today, you have to have, if you're going to grow and when you grow, you'll need a website. So you need graphic designer, web designer. You're going to need someone to put together your content, your publicity if you're not doing it yourself, and to make sure that you understand public relations, advertising, and publicity are all different and separate areas, but you're going to need all of that as you grow. And yes, a team is what makes the dream work.
Okay, well, thank you very much for calling in. We got to go to a break right quick. And thank you very much, Dee. This is Gene Hodge here with Mr. Dukes, and we'll be right back.
We'll be back, and don't change that dial.
Entrepreneurs.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Thinking about starting your own business? Then you need to listen to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. There's nothing more rewarding than starting your own business. Gene and Mr. Dukes will bring you tips and advice from themselves and other entrepreneurs that will help you get started. Have you already started your own business? Then call in and share your story to help other entrepreneurs. That's the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on the Tan Talk Radio Network. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
We're back.
Keep on moving on.
Keep on.
As they say, keep on moving on. And so I'd like to have you just think about what we've covered. This is for you entrepreneurs. What is your business idea? Or what is your thought? Because that's most likely how you're going to get that. You're going to get it based on a thought. And so once you got the thought, where do you go from there? And so the things that I've covered are things like, what is your product or service? Who's it for? Let's see, what problem does it solve? And what does it cost you to start up? Not in dollars. What's it going to cost you in terms of time, in terms of knowledge, in terms of sacrifice? That cost. That's what I'd like to have you think about. What do you got to give up in order to get it, since your life is already full? Even if you think there's nothing in it, it's still full because it's your life. So you've got to make room for something new or something different. And the other, and I think I heard the word motivation.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to have motivation, but you got to have something to get started. Many times the motivation comes by getting started.
Got to have that itch, Mr. Jane.
Not having it ahead of time, it comes when you get started. It gets easier and easier, better and better, more challenging and challenging. But it happens by you starting, and you grow from there. So that's what I like to have you think about, mm-hmm. is don't beat yourself up thinking you should know it already. And someone said, you know, find some partners, find some people to link up with. They don't necessarily have to be entrepreneurs.
Nope.
But they're people you admire and respect, so you can use them as bouncing boards or boards.
It's a sounding board.
Right, sounding boards, so that you can run stuff by them and hear their thoughts. And the more people you put your thoughts out to, the more responses you'll get. And they should be different. And so yours should be different as well. And so you want to find things that fall into what you need and what you things that you couldn't see even by a sounding board. Okay, so I'm saying don't think that becoming an entrepreneur, you should know all of it. Your only thing that you got was the idea. And how you're going to bring it to fruition is going to involve many, many things. It may involve many people. It may involve lots of things you never knew that was involved in putting together a business. And even if you don't put it together, you're still going to have to figure out a way to hire the staff or hire the people to do what you don't know how to do. And if you do know how to do it, you're not going to be able to do it all. So the entrepreneurship, part of entrepreneurship is understanding how do you build the other parts of your team. Some entrepreneurial programs have that. Some don't. And so I'd like to have you think about just getting started and telling people what you're trying to do, because once you've gotten started, you're not trying anymore. You're getting started, or you have gotten started. So I'd like to have you think about understanding your words even. Doing is where all the performance happens. So tell people what you're doing, because once you've gotten started, you're in the do mode. And so I'd like to have you think about that, because doing is where the performance happens. And it's going to involve many, many different areas that you probably may never have imagined. Simple stuff like speaking to people, like writing documents or signing documents. You may look at the complicated stuff, but don't overlook the simple stuff, because if your written communication is not good, then how can people understand your writing, what you're saying? If your speaking communication is not that great, then how do you get recognized, to get somebody to speak for you? Because it's very important to understand that you're good at what you're good at. You're good at the idea or thought that you have and what you need to put it together. Think of a puzzle, jigsaw puzzle, no crossword puzzle. It comes with many pieces. And you got to figure out a way to put them all together in order to see the picture. So don't beat yourself up thinking you should see it right away. You have the vision. And you're supposed to have the vision because it's your thought. However, the pieces, some may be right in front of you. Some of them you may have picked up several times and twisted and turned, and you just couldn't see how it fit. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden it pops up and you say, oh, that's where that goes. So I'd like to have you think about that, because this is about entrepreneurs.
Right.
This is for starters.
Right.
And it's entrepreneurs helping others.
Yeah, helping others.
So let the other entrepreneurs help you.
Mm-hmm.
Because they might need something as well. They may need your expertise or your experience in some of the areas that they're lacking. Okay, do not try to do all of it, because most likely you're not going to do all of it anyway. Okay, you'll stumble and fumble at it, but most likely it's good to get the expertise if you can put it together, because that's when you have a real team. And that's how your business is going to grow, because your business involves other humans. It's kind of like that simple. So, Mr. Duke, did you get anything to add to that?
Oh, I just want to say one thing. As an entrepreneur, if you are involved with someone, don't forget your loved one. Entrepreneur will take away a lot of your time from your loved ones. So be cautious about that. That's the only thing I have to say. But you still must follow your idea. You must follow your goal, what you want to accomplish. And those things are very important. Your loved ones are important to you too. So don't forget that you have a loved one, and don't forget that they need your attention as much as your dream does. So keep that in mind. You got to balance it, and it makes a difference.
Any ideas on how to balance?
Yes. Now that I went through it, yes.
What if you haven't been through it?
Huh?
What if you haven't been through it?
What, you haven't been through it? If you haven't been through it.
Give us one idea anyway.
Take an advice from an elder one that has been through it. It's you must learn to try to do your dreams and yet and still take care of your loved one at the same time. And they must be understandable. And you must make them understand your dreams, and it's going to be eventually it's going to be part of their dream.
What happens if they don't understand it?
If they don't understand,
all right. Mm-hmm.
Then you're going to have to find another way around it, how to get it accomplished. And I hate to say this, it might break up your relationship, but that's not what you want.
That's what humans do.
That's what humans do, but humans don't have to do that. If you are open-minded and your relation partner is open-minded, it can work.
If possible.
If it's possible.
Because it involves more than you.
But give it a try, because if you don't, you will fail and your dream will fail. But if you're all by yourself, then you can divide, you can put all your time in it. You can spend all the time you want to spend with it. You can sleep with it. You can eat with it. But here's a key note, too, I have to say to that. Tell somebody, tell your friends what you're doing, and you will get the help that you need.
Okay, I was just going to say, you cannot do anything by yourself.
No, you can't.
So it's important to understand what you think is by yourself is not by yourself. Like you really, really, really think about it. A lot of people say, I did this all by myself.
They didn't do it. They had faith in something.
They have no idea that others chose them. Others chose to speak to them. Others chose to do business with them. Others chose to give advice. You didn't do anything alone.
That's right.
And so I want you to understand, it's fine if you feel alone, because you got to go through something if you're making change in your life. So just think about it. If you're Mr. Duke brought up relationships, you may lose some relationships, you may gain some. It goes both ways.
That's true.
And so it's important to understand you're on the right track when you're in the ballpark with all the others that have done it and tried it. And just go out and ask others. There are plenty of examples out there of people who did it somehow. Okay. So feel free to share what you're going through, because you'll find out many will share back to you. So, like to have you just begin to understand that the thought was yours. It didn't come to anybody else, it came to you. So it's your thought, and it really didn't come, it came to you, which means you didn't have it either. It came to you, but the purpose it came to you is because you're supposed to do something with it, even if you go share it with somebody else that gives them a thought. But it came to you, which means it's your choice to do something with it. That's how entrepreneurs are born. That's how entrepreneurs take off. And that's how some entrepreneurs are successful, some fail. And some start over again.
And think how it came to you.
Okay, so there's no such thing as a straight line up. If you have no ups and downs, you kind of missed out on the joy of making up and getting better. Okay, our time is just about up, Mr. Dukes. Is that it? Or you got?
That's it.
Matter of fact, our time is up.
Keep the faith. Have the faith.
Our time is up.
Strive hard. Because if you keep the faith, he'll see you through it.
Okay. All righty. So, we got the time, Mac?
We got about 30 seconds.
Okay, just believe in yourself and get started, since it's your thought, it's your idea, and it came to you. Okay, so I hear the music, which means our time is up. You listen to Frank Sinatra, My Way. You can do it your way, along with the help of so many others, because it's your thought. That's why you're the entrepreneur, and you're in the right place if you're hearing this show. All right, stay tuned for our next show, the Employment Opportunity Hour, with me and Mr. Dukes, and we'll be right back the next time. And for the present time, we're out of here.
It was
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3.
Listen.